Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
Love is genuine.
I had my share of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory.
When I think about my story,
oh yeah, y'all,
I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny.
Because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated it
and took the strength of it
and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help
but to give God glory today
when I think about all I've been through.
And I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me.
Because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me.
Because greater is he that is in me
than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered
about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told a whole lot of lies
on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
In question,
but he favored
me.
I promised him
that I wouldn't compromise,
although I was going through.
And I spoke life,
and I spoke prosperity,
and I spoke health.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
God
favored
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
My. Good morning. God favor me. God favor
me. Yeah.
God favor me. You just look at it and say, it could have been somebody else, but he favored us. Well, I just thank him for that, Reverend. Thank him for it, man. Thank him for the, because he's been so good to us, man, you know. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves, man.
Yes,
I already know that, but boy, when you really know, not favoring you just because you got a car, not favoring you just because you got a house, favoring you because he gave you salvation through his son, and you believe in that, and you trust in that. He favored all of us. He didn't tell you what decree you are, what color, what status you are. But he showed favor to us all. I love that part, Rev. It ain't about what he can do. It's just who he is. My God. He ever did something for you, Rev, that you know it was him, man?
Many times. You know, we look over all time the things we take for granted. But even in that, after you've been, that you took for granted after it has been tried, after you have been without it, you know, they used to say you don't miss your water till your wells run dry. After you done been at a point to where you had to struggle for things that you took for granted, health, even the simple thing as breathing, you know, you see many that are on oxygen, but when you've been at a point where you had to struggle to breathe, and when he blessed you to get through that, you appreciate it even better. even better, you know. It's easy to, when you look upon a morning, you haven't seen before, and you in your right mind, you can, or you have the activities of your limb, and you realize, oh, it was not none I did, but it was him that blessed me to see this day with thanksgiving upon your heart.
You know, all right.
Thanksgiving, to be thankful, oh, is a blessing within itself, because some people feel like they've done it on their own. I had a gentleman you used to tell me, and I went to tell him good morning. He said, what's so good about it? I said, you were allowed to be here another day, you know. And he he didn't act like he was of the righteous state. You know, so it was a blessing for him to see another day, another chance to get things right, another chance to make Jesus his choice. That's why I say good morning. good morning. Oh, I hear over in Genesis, seeing how the Lord's favor, some had found favor in the Lord, you know, and favor. God's favored me, you know. God approved of me. God took a liking unto me. Favor. It's a good thing to have favor with the one that can speak, and man will live. You know, Lord can speak again, and man can lay down and be no more. You know, this the same God that blesses us each morning to come together and assemble together, the same one that men, when they try to assassinate your character and have all odds stacked against you, he's able. when they want you to leave, when they want you out of their midst, oh, he can bless you to stay, and not even a hair of your head or any hair of your body be harmed. You know, he's able to do that, keep his hedge of protection around us. This is whom we serve, and this is whom we worship. This is whom we give thanks to. This is whom they even tried several times to put on trial, to question, to see what they could find on him, you know, to to tangle him up, to try to get something proven. But Jesus steady was in the midst of that, trying to call sinners to repentance. We thank God. We still over here in Mark, the second chapter. Now, we find out Matthew was not a good character, or else being a Jew, he would never have been a publican, that is, a tax gatherer for the Romans. However, Christ called this publican to follow him. Oh, hallelujah. What a blessing. It's no place where you can be that God cannot reach you. We'll find out with God through Christ, there is mercy. But there is a pardon for your sin, a pardon for the greatest. It no matter what you have done, when you are out of the knowledge of God, but when you would come into the knowledge of God, he let you know the things that you done against him, that you may repent unto him. Here is, we still have they asking Jesus questions. You know, they asking, and the Lord can answer question with a question. Oh, thank you, Lord. He'll turn back the question up on you, and if you can answer that he asked you, you know, if you can answer his question, oh, it would be a blessing within yourself. But here in this, we'll look at the 17th verse, and then we'll get on into our lesson, Mark the 2nd chapter, 17th verse. When Jesus heard it, oh, praise the Lord. Jesus heard it. Let us go in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ, come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. So thankful for your mercy and your kindness and your grace that you've shown towards us. We ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread, Father God. Oh, we thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for the way that you are already made. Thank you for even allowing us to come and assemble together to experience another reason in that word, Father God. Thank you for all the listeners. We pray that something will be said or done, that someone would want a closer walk with you or just want to express their love for thee. Bless us, Father God, and we will be blessed. Teach us that we will be taught. Bless our hearts to love as you would love us. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise him. Bless us. Now, as we we have Jesus here, hearing them that they are whole. Jesus telling them, they that are whole have no need of a physician. They that are sick, I came not to call righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they come and say unto him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thou disciples fast not? This question that they ask him. And Jesus said unto them, children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them. This is the question that he asked. And as long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. How can you fast when you have all this help right here before you? How can you separate the fastest when you deny yourself? You deny yourself of things. Spiritual fast is when you deny yourself that you may hear from the Lord. Deny yourself that you may get a closer walk with thee. Deny yourself that you may show the Lord that you're for real. Show the Lord that you're desiring him. Show the Lord that you're seeking him. Show the Lord, no matter what it takes, if I have to deny this body of the nourishment that it needs, you know, to get more spiritual rather than carnal, to walk after the spirit even more so, and help me with this flesh. This is what a fast is for. You know, but how can they fast when all that they have in need is right there with them? Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bride shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Now, no man also seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment. Even the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. See, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. cannot put new and old together. For they even if they made out of the same substance, but the old has been withered. The old has been worn, but the new has new strength. New strength. It's stronger. So you cannot put something that is stronger and something that is old, because when you try to knit it together, the old cannot withhold that new. So is our old man cannot partake with the new man. It cannot comprehend this new strength. All it know right now is to be falling apart. to be nothing can grab on to it now, because what it would do, it would just rip. Hallelujah. It cannot comprehend this new strength that God is making it. Is making it even in the new man, the new strength, the sustaining strength for the old garment. The old garment, it has been worn, and it has been worn and beat up, and you find that the cloth, the weeds, and they're starting to loosen now.
The older
garments, you know, it's easier for things to get in there now, because that garment is so loose. It's not tight knitted together. It's easy for spirits to come in and out, because the old garment, it don't watch for. It don't stand on the wall, and it don't watch for anything to come in and out. There is no more doorkeeper anymore. There is no conscience no more. It's willing to accept whatever in it, even into the body, even into your thoughts. That's the old. That's that old piece. That's that old cloth. That's that old garment. But God wants to give a new garment. And how do you, what do you mean? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the new man. The new man. The new man, which one that will stand at the door, even at the door, and thoughts of your heart and your mind, even the things that has called you to stand against, that you would let in, that you would make you backslide or be not as strong. This new garment, this new thing, it's new in you, and it wants to stand against that the old piece had to offer. This old garment. Else the new piece that filled it up, taken away from the old. You know, when you have a new thing tears up that old garment. you'll find if you try to take, let me speak corner for a moment. Take a new piece of cloth and an old piece of cloth, and you have a new thread that will, you weave that new piece, that old piece together. When you put a little pressure on it, that old piece is going to give away, and it's going to tear even again. But that new piece have new strength. The even the cloth itself is weaving together. It hadn't been worn by it hadn't been worn by sin. Listen at me. It hadn't been worn. See, sin causes things to loosen minds, loose activity, loose. Looseness it's all right. You can live. You don't have to be so careful. See, you're starting to let that old garment have made you comfortable. But when you allow this new garment to come in, it starts to tear away even at the old garment. Even if you try to put them together, it's going to tear up that old piece. And the rent is made even worse. But that's why you cannot put new wine into old bottles, you know.
Hey, Reverend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like, you know, in the field, I'm in that welding thing, and, you know, they go take
praise
the material,
Lord.
Right? They take mm-hmm. the material, they call it a PQR, right? Pre-qualified. And you'll take that material because you want to know how much you can take this material to a failure point.
Mm-hmm.
But then this elasticity, right, what it does is stretch to a
okay.
point, and but it go back to where it came from. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So this is how that new garment is. You can stretch it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Beautiful.
And you can stretch it so far, it'll go out real. As you put more wine, it just go get bigger and bigger. But then it'll go to a point, and it will stop when it's old, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the new wine skin, it just keep growing. You see,
mm-hmm.
so it can handle all the pressure that you're gonna put with it. But if you put that pasture, it's gonna the new will stretch, but the old will just burst because it had been to a point that the elasticity is gone in it now. If you mind, I said it
mm-hmm.
like that. So that's how they do
the
material when they take the material, they heat that material up, right? Or they bend
mm-hmm.
the material. They'll take a known drill. They'll drill a hole in it, right, like 2 inches on each side of it,
mm-hmm.
and they'll put it in a tensile stretch, and they put that tensile stretch, and they just pull it, and see how far it can go before it breaks. And then they get the ultimate tension strength out of it. So as man is, he can go so far without
mm-hmm.
Jesus. His elasticity,
yeah.
He can't go back because he'll break. But when you got Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you can go all the way because he's going to hold you. He's going to hold
that's
you. Because what's happening, brother, you'll go somewhere and you just go back into his arm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm looking when I hear you teaching that old garment and that new garment. You know what I'm talking about? It's reforming
Amen.
Itself. And the old religion and the new religion. He's trying to move them out of that old religion to the new religion. Help me, Holy Spirit. He expounded
yes,
that new garment to the new adventure, excitement, and love. Oh, man. It's a new beginning. If you don't mind, it's a
come
new
on
again.
Now. Yes,
if you don't mind.
There you
so,
go.
So we believe in that scripture. For God so loved the world, oh help me, Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit, that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in Him should not perish. So not the elasticity; it grew because Jesus got there.
Thank
He took the whole world to Calvary. He took the whole world with some nails in his hand and pierced inside. So because he knew as he was there, he was going to go, me and you and I, everybody on the phone, going to have to pick up a cross one day and be burdened with it. So watch this, Reverend. It's a new beginning. It's a new
mm-hmm.
beginning.
There you go.
Let me get to what I said.
Oh, that's good.
That new beginning, Reverend, all of us, every one of us will have to pick that cross up. I don't care
mm-hmm.
who you are. You're going to pick yeah. that cross up, brother and sister. You're going to have to go to some things that, hey, you know what? The normal person couldn't have it. He told us that. Can I say it anyway? He told me that about 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. He said
yeah.
it's common to man. Can we do
mm-hmm.
that for a minute? I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you
yes,
alone.
Sir.
When I do this.
Come on.
It's common.
You're all right.
It's common to man now.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go
mm-hmm.
like a 10? Can I go first 10?
Yes, sir.
Can we go
yes,
there
sir. Go there. Go there. Yeah.
Can we go
yeah.
there for a minute?
Yeah.
It's common to man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to deal with this elasticity, right? I'm trying to tell you so
how
far that old and that new stretch, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And look what he said, there has nothing. I mean, no temptation to take you, but such as common to man. Oh, I'm right there with you, bro. He said,
oh,
but God is faithful. They go that new skin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They put some skin in the game. They put some skin in the game. Mm-hmm. They go that new skin. He said, who would not suffer you to be tempted, but that you are able, Reverend. So now you put on that new skin. And when you get a chance, Reverend, just look at this. You got a new life. You've been rejuvenated
now.
You can be like Isaiah. I can remember when Uzziah died, when I see the temple open up. So you can tell somebody about your generation because you put the new skin on, brother. You coming
there. Yeah.
I'm going to have to wait. Look what he said. He said, but you are able, but the will of temptation also make way to escape that you may be able to bear. So we can have
that's
it. Because we got this new,
that's
but
it.
If you had an old skin on there, that old skin, it can't stand with being that new wine to put in there. It'll burst.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, you put that new skin on. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You put that new skin
that's
on.
That's it.
You can look at life different now because you've been born. The old man is gone now, which was corrupted you. Now you don't look at her. You're not deceitful no more. You don't reach for lust no more because you've been renewed. Somebody said, well, man, I still feel like I want to do that. Well, when you've been delivered, when you've been changed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what the elasticity is for that because they know you're going to fall. You're going to stretch a little bit, Reverend. He knows you're going to bump your head. You're going to stretch a little bit, Reverend. But you're not going to fall enough to want to do out of Romans 8. Man, I ain't got over here, man. Romans 8 over here. You know, I mean, Romans. He said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. No height, no depth. Let me live long, man. Come on, Reverend. Go on, Reverend.
That's all right. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's big. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. Another insight. We praise the Lord for that. Oh, yeah, because you just can't put the new and the old together. No man put a new wine into old bottles. Yes, the new wine doth burst the bottles.
That's it.
And the wine is spilled. And the bottles will be marred. But new wine must put in new bottles. this new spirit. this oh, thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. This newness. You gotta hallelujah. This newness. You gotta give it some help. How do I give this newness some help? You gotta show forth. Show forth that there a change has come about once I have come in this newness. When I act new, I can even define strength in the name of Jesus. In strength in this newness, that new thing that have begun within me, add unto that newness. And I tell you, you'll be moved. You'll be moved when you add unto this, even in the thought. quickly you can turn away. When soon as God give you the opportunity and let you know you shouldn't think a certain way, you know. I used to think this way for years, but soon as you realize that something, I can't think like that no more. That is that new trying to speak up, and you ought to give it some help.
You ought to get some help.
Let it move within you. Even as Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, he was high and lifted up. Trains filled the temple. that he looked upon, it caused a change within him. The vision which Isaiah beheld in the temple. Lord declared the blindness to come upon the Jewish nation and the destruction which would follow. Oh, hallelujah. But in this vision, he saw the Lord. And the Lord had come speak to you. He saw the Lord with new strength. He hallelujah. So much and so that the atmosphere
come on,
started taking the atmosphere for God to do it every time. Every time he'll do it. Man is the only one that gets stubborn and won't allow God to move, and not that he's able to just take over, just do whatever, but he allows you that free choice that you would choose him. Go ahead and allow him to make you new. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still over here. I'm right here with you, man. Can we tag this thing a little bit? Watch this, man.
Let's tag it.
In the same book, I just went on down a little farther with it. And he said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. I'm still doing the lecture.
Watch out,
man.
Yeah.
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord. In the cup of the devil, you cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of the devil. He said, "Watch this. Mm-hmm. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Oh, help us, man. Are we stronger than he? Can I read it again? I'm still over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, but I went all the way down to verse 21, 22. He said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. You cannot be partaker of the Lord. And look, I'm done with these skins now, remember? In the table, in the table of the devil. He said, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?
Speak long.
He said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things are, what's that, edified not. So I'm telling you right now, you cannot serve both of them. You got to pick you one. You got to pick you one. You can't play with both ends, both sides of this thing. You can't pay for both sides. I'm gonna leave you alone, Reverend. Boy, I had to add that in. I'm sorry. I just tell you, he just.
Oh Lord, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord, the cup of devils. Oh, that has an S on it. devils. more than. Chief evil spirits and all different kind of forms, Oh Lord, you know, you cannot, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. Hallelujah. Why do you have to make the wife try to compete with the mistress?
Come on,
you know, why does love have to compete against something that already should be there? This Lord, it said, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Or are we stronger than he? You know, why is it after you have tasted? Lord have mercy. After you have tasted God, why does he have to compete and keep showing you over and over and over again to trying to win your love because he loves you?
Come on.
Well, why does he have to compete with so much evil? Why do we have to give the devil so much to work with that the Lord have least to work with in us? When this new wine is so much stronger, and as I think about it, you take a, and you can help me with this, Graham Brand, I hope I'm walking right. The heat being even the strongest of metal, it heats it up for the one can work with it a little bit more, you know, it forms it, you know, it even so much so it can, if you get it so hot, it'll change its form. It's easier to work with the one that's using it can bend it and mend it and even attach it to other things. After it's been heated up.
That's it, bro.
God allows his heat to bend us. The adversary has some heat as well, but it's not beneficial.
Come on, but
God's heat will bend you that he may mold you.
That's good, brother. I like that.
That he may stretch you. But once it cool off, then it's strong. Be careful. Even when that heat is on it, you better not touch it. Oh, hallelujah. You can't touch it. I feel the Holy Spirit. You cannot touch it once it's in that form after it's been heated, because it has been taken from a strong point. And once it's cooled, it's going to be even stronger than it was before. And it's going to be in that shape until it's heated again. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 But why God? Why does God have to compete? why does he have to compete for his bride?
That's it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, he does.
Holy Spirit.
He does.
Thank you, Lord.
He does.
Is it lawful?
He does.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You feel it, my
man.
Reverend. Feel it, man.
Hey, Reverend.
In a mighty way.
Hey,
yes,
Reverend.
Sir.
Hey, Reverend. When they do that material, right, you know, because a metallurgy, right? You know, the metallurgy,
yeah.
what he does, he tries to examine. It's almost like a scientist.
Yes, sir.
He takes that material, like you said, but they make material to do certain things under we call fatigue, you know what I'm talking about?
Well,
so
right.
it's got revelation. Like, you don't see material like you see them. Static and loaded galvanized poles on the highway. You don't see them moving, but if you ever been up close to them in a high altitude, you can hear it. It's like,
okay.
And they go back and forth so many times, and we call cycles, right? And they've been tested. That it goes so far, and then it'll break. That's why they'll mark it, right? And after so many years, to see is it stretching. You know what I'm talking about? It's see if it's stretching. Oh, I'm giving you something. Stay with me now. See if it was stretching now. But it's supposed to be static and loaded, not cyclically loaded, right? Static and loaded is like it stays still. Cyclically loaded,
okay.
You see what I'm saying? So what they do is the material. Say if I want a static and loaded, I'm gonna put a material up in an area where it has a lot of wind. So I'm gonna put a static and loaded. A pole up, if you can make me say it like that, so it can last for a period of time. But if you put a cyclic over there, you have to have something there to tie it down. So because it loses its cycle, it'll go like say you that wind moves over 100 times, and that 101, it's gonna fall. Because it's been tested that way, so you can have the steel like you can have that steel when you heat it, so it will last within. Well, help me, Holy Spirit. Think about
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Think about putting it in your heart. The elasticity. Hey, let me leave you alone, man.
The metallurgy, man. Put him there.
If you put him in your life, Rev, and you let him
come
grow,
on,
don't you know how many cycles you're going to go and you fall? Do you know how many times you're going to fall? Do you know how many times you're going to bust your head? I don't care who's on this song. I don't care how good you sing, preach, where are you at, you're going to fall. But what
you're right.
See that electricity, you can fall right back. All you got to do is keep him in your heart. And then eventually, them things, them cycles that you go through life, it'll be very few. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Some of us can't do things because we got too old. Some of the things we don't do because we don't desire no more. Yep, me old spirit.
Come on,
leave you alone, Rev. This thing pretty good. This one pretty good.
Elasticity. Yeah. Reminds me of a song we used to sing often. Jesus.
The cross.
You know, add to that because they're giving you a measure. Add to that measure it is giving you. I know. I hear you were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, but been given you a chance to be reformed again. Even when you become in the potter's hand, who is the potter? God is the potter, but sometimes we can become ruined even in his hand. But what he would do sometimes, that heart is hard, you know, just like the clay, to break it up and change its form and start to mend it again. What you call that? Trials and tribulation humbles you. Trials and tribulation, a thunderstorm, a hurricane, a tornado, trials and tribulation. Let you realize that when I have taken from you, let you realize just what I had. You know, just what I had. Once I let you be on a spiritual high and you stray from me, then you fall, then you realize just what you had, then you desire in your heart to be that relationship. Repair that relationship with you and God. And it helps you. It helps you. It strengthens you. It makes you appreciate that. It makes you appreciate that had become so common to you that you didn't realize that it was there because it's too lax. Then you start slipping from that new to that old until what? He allows a little heat. And then the heat I'm talking about is when he allows that fire, even through that tremulation, but that fire to be rekindled in that heart. And your heart starts burning for him once again. It starts longing for him once again. You start to feel empty. empty inside. You start to, Lord, I used to look for you on my right hand. And now I'm searching for him. You know, when you mistreated someone, you know, when you let me speak what some may understand. When you mistreated that wife, and she withhold from you, and then you look until, what can I do? What can I do to show her that I'm sorry? Maybe I didn't listen to her when she had something so important she wanted to tell me, you know, all day long. You know, all day long she wanted to see me. And then when she seen me, I act like I wasn't even listening, you know. And then that hurts her. That hurts her because maybe she had something that she didn't want to tell nobody else but you. Maybe the Lord had an experience that he didn't want to let nobody know or nobody to experience but you in this moment. And how cold was it to him? how old, because of maybe the crowd. Maybe it wasn't popular. But the Lord had something that was going to bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Oh, but when he withdraw himself, you start stretching for him. You start reaching for him. You start seeking after him. And then, oh, once he allow you to get him again, to find that sweet communion again, you hold on to it a little tighter. You strive after to keep it, keep it, keep it. That's why we ask for prayer. That's why we're so mindful that if it had not been for the Lord helping me, keeping me, where would I be? If it had not been but for the Lord letting me know that I must be humble, and I'm in that
there
humility, I must be holy.
There you go.
I must be humble, and I must be holy, and I must not misuse his grace.
Come on, man.
And his mercy, knowing that he would forgive, but I need to be careful. I need to be careful, realizing that each sacrifice, his blood, you know, and I misuse that. Oh, obedience is much better to obey, because he said, do the right thing. And then you do the right thing, you'll find an accomplishment. Here you'll find yourself that new garment, and that new bottle is able to withhold that new wine. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You'll be able to inhale it. How? Because you'll make it comfortable within you. He won't dwell in an unclean temple. You know, you don't have to be perfect, but as long as you're striving to perfection, you're not giving up. Well, I'm not perfect. No, you're not using that as an excuse. But Lord, I want to be. You know, I give me a clean heart, and with this clean heart, oh, it must be a cleaner life. Because my heart is fixed and my mind is made up, and I have new strength to walk a little bit better for you. I have new strength to talk a little bit better. I have resources that I can dig into that's going to help me give that you're giving me strength. Even because he still what? Gives us that free choice. That free choice. And with that free choice, he wants you to choose him, choose him, choose him. Don't misuse him, but choose him. Because he's humble,
yes,
before you,
yes,
with great power he want to give unto you with this new wine. Thank you, Lord. But the new wine must be put into new bottles. This new spirit I'm going to give you after baptism, you're raised to walk in the newness of life. Oh, he wanted all to be new. He don't want no entanglement of the old. Blessed, asking, Lord, don't even let me desire that anymore. Don't even let me glorify it, but let me be ashamed of that I will not return unto it. Let me be ashamed that I ever did it, Father God, and that's going to give me strength not to do it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me talk about what you have, the change that you have put in me. Let me tell others of your goodness. I once was in sin, but God brought me out of sin, man, and I'm so thankful. Talk up, you know, like we talk up sports, like we talk up the races, like we talk up things that we enjoy. Talk about, oh, this new life. It's going to give you strength. Talk about it. Flirt with God. You know, Lord, I love you. That's how you flirt. Lord, I adore you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my heart. Let me do what's pleasing to you so you'll dwell with me. Let me do what's pleasing to you so you'll manifest even in my walk, manifest even in my life, so others may see I don't have to lift myself up, because you're going to lift me. you are going to lift me because I'm trying to please you. I'm trying to please you. You don't have to tell nobody you blessed and highly favored. If you walk holy, they're going to see it. They're going to see that light that you put up on that candlestick, and it's going to burn bright for all to turn around and see, oh, look at this new, this new wine in a new bottle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But no man put his new wine into old bottles. As the new wine doth burst, that old bottle, that oldness, it can't contain that newness. That newness is something that old temple can't handle, this new spirit, this newness that's going to be placed in it. So that's why you have to do something with your bottle. you gotta do something with it. And how do you do something with it? How do I become stronger, Lord? I need you, Lord. Lord, I want you, Lord. And start showing him. How do we show him better even with our mouth? Listen to that thought that he give you. Hey, you shouldn't do that. Hey, don't go. Hey, don't go there. Don't look at that. Don't. He's trying to give you a warning.
Oh Lord, help us, Lord.
He's trying to give us warnings. You know, even all these lessons he's given us on repentance. You know, even when they're asking him questions, you know, they're trying to tangle him up. But even in the questions, he's answering their questions with a question, and those that would gain strength from him will eventually become strong. And even the centurion, after he realized what was done and all that was happening, he had to glorify God. So surely this was a righteous man. Oh, thanks be to God. And 23rd, and it came to pass that when he went on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn, and the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? See, they still trying. he's giving them all this bread of life, but they still trying because their hearts were evil and their fame had been taken from them. The self glory that they could be lifted up and looked upon, you know, and worried about all that being taken from them, and they have buried life all around them in their presence. And they still didn't believe and still didn't want to listen at what he was having right before their ears. Oh, salvation was right there, even at their door. Then he said unto them, have ye never read what David did when he had need and was at hungered, he and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God. Oh, hallelujah. And in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for men and not men for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. To this day, the Sabbath was made for men and not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath, it was a scarred and divine institution, a privilege and a benefit, not a task. God never designed it to be a burden to us. He never designed it to be a burden to us. All these laws and the do's and don'ts, they, the only thing the law was for to point out, it was our taskmaster. And had so it was impossible for man to keep, but not impossible for God, you know. What it was designed for. To show you there is one that can walk this walk. Even all these laws that you can't even keep yourself that you're putting and placing upon, I'm gonna give mankind some help. I'm gonna come and I'm gonna fulfill that was impossible to fulfill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. It was impossible for man, but never designed. God never designed it to be a burden. That's what we must not make it so to ourselves. Sabbath was instituted for the good of mankind as living, as a living society. You know, many men, many, they want and they trouble, they're preferring for a state of happiness, misery. But God never intended it to be this way. You know, we worry about the outer too much, and we look over the inner so much so, you know. Mm-hmm. You're doing this and that, and it's a Sabbath day, man. You're doing such and such and such and such. You're doing, you're going to be, so you're going to be holy on the Sabbath day. But the rest of the days you're gonna just foot loose and fancy free. you know it, you're gonna be so careless and live however and abuse God so much and so and all His feelings and all His that He desired to make you new, and then you're gonna come one day and try to be respectful. How is it that? What new strength have you given the new man? You know, but we get tangled up on principles and ungodly principles that don't mean a hill of beans. But what God is concerned is with that newness within your heart. That is what's going to help keep you. The newness of the heart. And he wants you to, within, that is what mercy and grace is allowed unto you. For as you go through, even with struggling, trying to do right, he want to give you some help. When your free choice is to be better for him, then he gives you a little grace and a little mercy that you may endure even with yourself until that he has allowed to be for a moment, then he pull you out of it, then he show you what else you need to work on. That's what grace and a mercy is allowed it to you for, and not a particular day that you choose not to do this or that or do work or whatever. But every day should be, you know, every day should be a Sabbath unto God, you know. Every day should be set aside that we give God attention, that we get, and if you start just a moment every day, you'll find yourself, you know, just one day will go into 2 days, 2 days will go into 3 days, 3 days will go into 4 days, you know, even let's go back, seconds will go to minutes will go to hours, and hours will go to days, and you're walking when it, then it's, you'll find that you thought that you just could not keep, you find yourself keeping it. This is what it's for, not man for the Sabbath, but Sabbath for man. You know, it was not designed to restrain us, you know, that we be unto that day, but then that day be unto us, and every day be our Sabbath, whether it's just this one particular day. Keep, you know, hallelujah. Make it all sacred. You know, make it all sacred, you know. You know, if you set aside 1 hour, find how much stronger you'll be if you set aside 2 hours. If you think about the Lord 1 hour, think how much stronger you'll be if you think about it 2 hours and so forth and so on. You'll gain new strength. You start to get newness, and because you're concentrating on that different word that you say you want, you're concentrating on that new man that you say, you with your free choice, with your free choice, and then will he give you strength unto even with that free choice. Thank you, Lord. But all these questions that the Pharisees had, not that they wanted to know, But that they wanted to trap him up, to trick him, to show forth. See, that this is why he should be. They're trying to, how can he blaspheme when he is himself? And was sent to do his, finish his father's work. How can he not be true when he is the truth right there before them? You know, many professors, they help to blame all that do not fully come up or either understand to their own views. See, Christ, he didn't escape slander. We should be willing to bear the things, you know, that they, we should love somebody saying, oh, there you go with that. God said, yeah, because that's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. See, I tried that other way, and the only thing, it let me know after a while it was only destruction waiting for me. But I want to be better, Lord. That you have prepared for the wicked, I don't want that, Lord, but I want that you prepared for the righteous. We should be willing to bear them as well as careful not to deserve them. But the only thing we deserving right now is justice and death, but he gives us mercy, grace, life, joy, and peace. And if you desire that, you follow after that, you'll find yourself being prosperous in the spirit. And all these other things, they'll be added unto you because you're seeking after the things that Christ wants for you and your life. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. That's what I have for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Part of our duties, proper order and season. Lord, what I add unto that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Beautiful day. Thank you. Thank you, Amy. The scorpions sting. The lesson of life are best learned when Christ is your teacher. Oh, help me, Lord. Life offers us choices. Yes, Christ graciously offers us forgiveness for what is past. Thank you, Lord. And wisdom for what yet lies ahead. Thank you, Lord. Search out in me all hidden sin. Thank you, Lord. And see, thank you. See, this is what grace was. Search out in me all hidden sin, and may thy purity within so cleanse my life that it may be a temple holy fit for thee. Thank you, Lord God. See, we shouldn't abuse that. We shouldn't abuse that living so loosely, but grace is not it, and mercy is not unto those that you may grow through all this. It says, search out in me all hidden sin. Lord, forgive me for all things known and unknown in the name of Jesus. But when I become in the knowledge of that hidden thing, let me do something about that hidden thing that can move it out, you know, so I can be cleansed, that my life may be a temple holy fit for thee. So the Holy Spirit, so I can be more fuller in the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit can dwell even more in this vessel. Hallelujah. Comfortably in the vessel. A heart matter. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. It said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It said, heart matters. Keep your heart with all diligence. Out of it spring the issues of life. God, and I tell you, God is concerned more with that heart. With that heart, keep my mind stayed on. Keep my heart, Lord, thinking right. Keep my heart one desire things of you. Let my heart be so entangled with so much foolishness. So the foolishness is all that I'm about, and foolishness will lead me to things that are displeasing in my sight, and too much of it will cause me to be hurt in those that are around me. But let the heart matters. You know, let me keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Yes, and it says, did Jesus take my heart in hand and grant me this? I pray that I, though your sweet love may grow, see, more like you day by day, to keep spiritual fit. Consult with great physician. Oh, I like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you want to keep that heart fit, to keep spiritual fit, consult the great physician. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Annie Martha. Thank you for these blessings. The scorpion sting, and then she gave us heart matters. Oh, dear Jesus, I like this. Dear Jesus, take my heart in hand and grant me this, I pray, that I, though your sweet love may grow more like you day by day. Lord, keep me day by day in the pure and perfect way. I want to live. I want to live, oh, in a building not made by hands. Oh, this new body that you got for me, Lord, I want that. Nobody's falling apart, but I want that newness that you have for me. I had many years to be in that. Oh, it's time for a new. It's time for a change. It's time for me to experience what I was created for. For your glory. God bless you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us even again. Thank you, Lord, how you educated us today. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
You educated, even through that, what you call it, elasticity. Hallelujah. And oh man, that's a whole another lesson within itself, Reb, you know. Different,
yes, it is.
Different material. Oh, watch it.
That's it.
Designed.
That's it.
Designed to do different things. Watch out now. Oh Lord. God's fire. God's heat. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless God. Thank you. And thank you for that. Lord, thank you for that First Corinthians and on down further, you know. I felt the Holy Spirit. I said, why does God have to compete for our love?
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have to get some Band-Aids. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking. Thank you, Lord, for making that heart, really keeping us with that heart, with that conviction. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. It's open. Anybody want prayer? Anybody need anything understood? And anybody like to give testimony? Thank you, Jesus. That's the time.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
good
you,
word.
Lord.
Good word. Good word. Good
thank
word.
You, Lord.
Nobody move. Nobody moving, Reb. Nobody moving.
Uh-oh.
It's on you.
Uh-oh.
It's on you. Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, no,
it's still on you, Reb.
Nobody have anything. I just like to say thank you, Lord. You know what? I'm happy. Lord, forgive me. I never want to make the Lord jealous. Do we provoke, 22nd verse, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Oh, we stronger than him. But I know I'm not. I need him. I need him. I need him. I need him. I need him every hour, because I know that I've been brought into the knowledge of, now I'm responsible. Somebody that came forth and told you something, you are responsible now. Now you know. See, before you can say, well, I was ignorant, I did not, you know, ignorant just, yeah, I know it sounds rough, but it just means you don't have the knowledge of it. But now you don't, now you're not ignorant of this thing. You know, you know, hey, oh man, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was stepping on your toe. You know, you're revoking that individual. When that individual brings them to you, like, hey man, I don't like you doing such and such. Now you know. Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize for that. Okay, now that's mended up. But if you keep on doing that, and that person, no, I know what I told you. You know, I don't know. The Lord just gave me that. Yeah. So be careful. Be careful. Once we have been, just like once somebody done told you about the Lord, and you know you need to make a decision. In the name of Jesus. Don't be, after he done allowed you to come into this knowledge. Something you got to do with it now. No. there's a still a free choice there, but now you're responsible. So God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So if there be no one, we're going to pray. And I want to just thank God. Thank God. What he has done this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what he has done. He spoke some things. Oh, Lord, he spoke some things even to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God as we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There you go.
Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for your an abundance of mercy and grace that you show unto us, Father God. Oh, Father, when we were without and needed help, Father God, you helped us. Oh, Father God, and not only you didn't stop there, but you continue to comfort us with your Holy Spirit, Father, even in chastisement, or even when we realize, Father, that, oh, we have displeased you, Father God, you still allowed grace and mercy to be in our company. We say, thank you, Lord. Oh, what a privilege we have in you. We love you, Lord. It makes us love you even more. So help us as we try to please you, Father God, in our every endeavor, as we try to live for you, that you will be pleased, Father God. Bless us that we may draw more, Father God, because of our love for you, because of how you have lifted us. Help us to lift someone else in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you today. We love you how you bless our hearts to receive, our minds to comprehend, Father God. Let this thing go into our heart, Father, our heart, that we may continue to walk in it, Father God, and that we continue to clean up these vessels that you've given us. Oh, Father God, vessels even, let it begin with us and be anew in us each and every day. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done this day. Thank you for everything, Father God, that you, every scripture, every prayer, every thought, every listening ear, we thank you, Father God, for all these things. Oh, thank you for even the Holy Spirit, Father God, as it comes and guides us. We never want to take you for granted, Father God. Bless us. bless us to never make you jealous, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. For you are our love. You are our joy. You are our strength. You are our redeemer. Mm. You are our keeper. Oh, hallelujah. Mm. I just love to talk about what you are to us, not only to me, but to others, Father God. You've been away out of no way, Father God. You've been healing, some, even spiritually, Father God. Even when we have been wounded, you was there, Father God, to doctor up that wound, Father God. Oh, when we fall, you are there to lift us up. We said, thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord. Oh, I love to talk about what you have done, Father. Oh, you've given us life. You've given us liberty. You've given us strength. You've given us health. You've given us healing, Father God. You touched these old bodies, Father God, and you blessed us even with the heart. You let this heart want to beat new for you. You let this heart, you changed our heart. You gave us a new start and a new walk. We thank you, Lord God, and even new understanding that you give to us, wisdom, knowledge, courage, and even strength to speak, Father. You gave it to us. We thank you. We bless us, Father God, to tell of your goodness continuously over and over again. Bless us while before we end this prayer. Bless us to remain holy, even more holy and even more humble, Father God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That you, oh, Father God, all that you died for, Father God, bless us never to misuse it or abuse it, Father God, but let it take effect, Father God, and let things go forth as you would have them go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. The servant has been pleasing in our sight. We lift up this broadcast to you. Continue to bless it, even with the finances, Father God. Oh, help it, Father God, that the burden be spread abroad so it's not such a burden on one, but oh, let many pick up their cross and follow thee. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Thank you for the message, the messenger of the day. Thank you for, Pastor Brian. Continue to give him added strength, wisdom, courage, and knowledge. Keep on standing on the wall, Father God. Keep on being the man of God that you so set for him to be in Jesus' name. Thank you, our sister. Oh, thank you for our new Annie, our new addition to God's plan. How you blessed it. Thank you for her working even in your plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The plan of salvation where men might be saved. We said thank you. All the listening ear may not call every name, but you know, Father God, we thank you for all that you've given unto us. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.